Hey loves, it's Ruthie. First off, I want to say a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy December. to whatever extent your December means to you, and whether you are a total Grinch or you are on the same level as Buddy the Elf. I hope your December has been good and, you know, magical is probably the word I would use, because I don't know, there's just something about December and the season. Even if you don't celebrate it, you find yourself getting pulled in by these little magical moments, or I hope you're letting yourself be pulled in by them, because otherwise, what's the point? Life's so, like, sucky sometimes and mundane. So just have fun. Do something great for December. Well, it wouldn't be December without a Christmas AMA, would it? So I have got one for you. excuse me. I actually had a very sweet fan send me these questions. They are just a good fan and they love my AMAs. And so they came up with some questions. And if I'm completely honest, I read them a couple of weeks ago, so I don't remember them. And in the disclaimer, they tell me I can edit or change any questions, but I'm not worried about that. So I guess if I come across something that I don't want to answer or should have edited, then I have screwed myself. So without further ado, I'm going to get into the questions, and let's see if we can't find out some more things about Ruthie. I think you guys know everything about me, like, everything. Like, how are you still learning more about me? So we'll see. Well, this is Christmas stuff, so maybe you'll be okay. So, okay. What did I do for Christmas when I was growing up, or what did I wish that I did? Growing up, my Christmases were pretty small and humble. So for Christmas, it's always been, even now, that you go to bed on Christmas Eve, Santa comes overnight, which as an adult now, oh my goodness, I hope I'm not revealing this to anybody, but as an adult, I know that Santa's not real and that the adults have to do it. So Santa would come, and in first thing in the morning, we wake up, we wait till everybody's awake. Well, we prod them awake because, you know, you can't wait for everybody to wake up. We love to sleep. And so you wake up, and then we do Christmas presents. We have always done that the youngest opens presents first so that everybody can see and share in their revelry instead of just ripping into all the gifts. And then we kind of go in order, youngest to oldest. And then afterwards, everybody just kind of sits around, and the adults drink coffee, and everybody's talking about their gifts and showing them and trying to bust into them and set them up and get the little twisty ties and zip ties off there. And then usually around by lunchtime, after that, we kind of break off and do cooking and stuff. And then about lunchtime, we come together for a meal. Also, as I've grown up to be an adult and I've become more active in the adult aspect of the holidays, now we do the same, except after present opening, we now have a tradition that the kids and a couple of the adults, we make a family breakfast. And we go all out. It is like by far the most decadent breakfast of the year for us. So we make French toast and pancakes and eggs and sausage and bacon and muffins. And we have either hot apple cider or hot chocolate. And sometimes we do ham steaks. We just do everything, some fruit. We just go all out. And so making the breakfast, we're all sitting there talking and laughing and just enjoying each other's company while the kids are cooking, and some of the adults get in there and they help. And it's just really that good amount of wholesome family stuff. And then we all sit there and we're eating and enjoying. And then I think it's really good for the kids too, because you spend Christmas morning opening the gifts, and you get into that attitude of gimme, gimme, gimme. And then afterwards, having the kids help make breakfast, giving them an opportunity to, I'm way too analytical for this. I'm so sorry, guys. Giving them an opportunity to serve their family, and unknowingly to them, the adults that gifted them with all these gifts, gives them an opportunity to do. So they had all this opportunity to get, and now they have all this opportunity to give. And I think it rebalances them. And they remember, you know, that it's not all about you. Don't get me wrong, right after breakfast, they are very excited to get back into the give me mode. But I think it kind of, I don't know, it's just the thing. So what did I wish I did growing up? I don't know. It just seems so normal to me what we did. Nowadays, I wish we had done this as a family when I was younger, but nowadays in the afternoons on Christmas, I will actually go and visit other family members and friends that don't come to our like immediate smaller family thing, and drop off desserts and pies and stuff, because I love to cook and bake to express love sometimes, and I give them away. So I do that, pop in, especially people. And then I also invite people that don't have anywhere to go. I usually have a meal in the evening. So I spent way too long on that question. I apologize. Do you have a favorite Christmas meal? Eat in or eat out? I eat you or you eat me? Oh, okay. So favorite Christmas meal. I'm just a food girl. I love food as long as it's good. We usually do both a turkey and a ham, because some people are not into ham and some people are not into turkey. And my family is pretty big and we love food. So we feed like our family breakfast and our family lunch slash Thanksgiving or Christmas meal. I guess Thanksgiving applies too. We feed about, with kids and adults, I think it's 27, and that's pretty immediate family. So, I mean, give or take, people that are there or not. So yeah, we need a lot of food. So making a turkey and a ham is also practical. Would I rather eat in or eat out? I like eating in for the holidays. We always have cookouts and meals. It's just more fun. And you get way more food, and it is practical cost-wise, especially, like I said, with how many people are feeding. Sorry if you can hear it, but there's a train. And eat you or eat me. I mean, I feel if it's a holiday, I think we should do a little bit of both. But honestly, if I'm talking about personal wants or wishes, I would probably initiate eating you first. So I am all about showing gratitude, worship, and et cetera to my partner by oral, and just mouth play in general. So I would probably start that, but it would be nice because it's a holiday to get a little in return, you know, give and get, see. Most romantic Christmas memory. Most romantic Christmas memory, I think, would have to be, 1 year we had a park that was being re-landscaped, and after it was landscaped, they had this new section, and the section, was part of, it was, I guess, donated slash initiated. I don't know if that's the right word, initiated by a children's museum, a literary museum, an art museum, but it's a lot of book stuff in this museum. And so they have a lot of stone benches and signs and statues that have a lot of quotes on them from books. And these quotes range from anything from like Stuart Little to older books and more monumental things like Chronicles of Narnia or
you know, like older children books. So anyways, because it was Christmas time though, and the exhibit was brand new, or yeah, it's still there, but mostly, but the exhibit, they lit it up with white Christmas lights, and there's trees, and you walk through, and it's like a winding path, and they had, I don't know, they just had like this big grand event for a couple of weeks where they lit it up every night, and, you know, more so than usual, and it was like this really beautiful Christmas stroll. And so I went through with my boyfriend at the time, and I don't know, it was just so holiday picturesque, I guess. We were in warm, cozy clothing, and, you know, I had a scarf and a hat, and we had our jackets on, and we walked hand in hand, and we're reading these quotes, and they're so, some of them are silly, some are fun, some are just beautiful, life-enriching quotes, you know, and you know, and I think we were looking at some statues, and it was just like a very fine moment where I'm looking at something and I turn back and he's giving me that look. Not the sexy look, but that look that, you know, really says, I love you. And, you know, you can't help but, after you see them looking at you that way, you can't help but lean in and get a kiss, and it makes you feel warm to your toes. And I don't know, it was one of those magical moments, you know? So that's probably my most romantic memory. It wasn't sexy, but definitely wholesome and definitely romantic. It was a very romantic evening in that sense. It was just very Christmas magic movie moments. So, what do I enjoy most about Christmas? The people, rituals, presents, Santa, or a little free time to do whatever I want. I love the giving nature of people around Christmas time. I wish it carried over throughout the year. I really do. But it doesn't. In fact, one of my favorite quotes from a Christmas movie, which actually is one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time, is from Scrooged by Bill Murray, and he talks about December the 24th, Christmas Eve, how we're all the people we want to be the rest of the year round. Because it's true, around Christmas time, we, most of us, not all month long, but we are a little more patient than usual. We're a little more kinder than usual. We're a little more giving, and we're a little more giving with material things and emotional / vocal things with people that we love. So I really wish everybody was like that year round. And that's what I love most about Christmas, is just that, you know, just those moments we create with people that we love, and let them know how much we love them. And even to our fellow man, we're a little bit nicer. And I think if everybody would just be a little bit nicer sometimes, it would save us a lot of heartache and anger. So, do I enjoy watching any sports on Christmas or anything on TV, or actually going to a game? I don't watch sports really on holidays. I mean, it's on. I will watch it. But I just am usually too all over the place to sit for very long and watch anything. However, I love, usually on Christmas Eve or later, like in the afternoon of Christmas Day, if we happen to all still be together and do stuff, we actually do go outside and we'll play family football or catch with a football, and it's pretty fun. So I've always liked doing that. What's better than, you know, having a great Christmas morning and breakfast and lunch and then going outside and tackling the hell out of each other? Oh, that's great. Current most erotic fantasy I've never done. Ooh, that's a good one. Oh, man. An erotic Christmas fantasy I've never done. I mean, I've never done the cliche thing of, like, dress like Mrs. Claus, or, you know, like, the red lingerie with, like, the Santa hat, or, like, you know, the white puffs, so it looks like, you know, it's like a sexy Santa-ish lingerie. I've never done that, but I don't think I could ever do a Santa fantasy where my partner is Santa and I have to sit on his lap. That's just a little too weird. I mean, it can be sexy, I guess. I mean, if he was built like an ox, and I mean, I probably wouldn't complain about sitting on his lap. Same thing with a female partner, the Christmas elf thing. Oh, whew, oh boy. A girlfriend dressing up like a Christmas elf. I know I just did the audio based on that, but Christmas elves are hot. Gosh, that I've never done. I really can't think of one. I'm trying to think. The Christmas elf thing is really hot. I think a guy could dress up like an elf. It would just be a little goofy. I would love a fantasy where, you know, I think it would be fun to role play. I've always wanted to go out to the tree farms, like out in the like way out, like we're talking like the north or like overseas, where they have like the tree farms where you go out and you like cut down your own tree and stuff. I would love to go out there with a boyfriend or husband and, you know, follow him around. We pick the perfect tree and he's displaying all his masculinity for me and cuts that tree down. And, you know, he has to dress like a lumberjack, obviously, because, he's cutting down a tree. And, you know, we lug it and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we stop off next to some trees and have some sexy fun and outdoor sex is so hot. So, okay, that's going to be my Christmas fantasy from now on. So thank you very much, everyone, for being part of this moment with me, because now I will never be able to get that out of my head. Favorite beverage on Christmas, and what are my thoughts on eggnog? Is it yummy or disgusting? Favorite beverage on Christmas. I love hot chocolate. I love homemade hot chocolate. I usually make it with dark chocolate. And if I'm feeling a little excited, I do it either. I know it's like Navajo or Mexican hot chocolate where you add pepper to it. Not black pepper, but like chili peppers. Or if you're really, really brave, a little bit of the like the ghost pepper stuff. I can't do that. But a little bit of that red chili pepper gives it that nice amount of heat. Eggnog, I actually like eggnog. I really do. To me though, oddly, it's always tasted like bubble gum. I don't know. Some people have said yes, some people have said no. I like it, and I do like a good glass of you know, the old adult eggnog. Even so, sexiest, dirtiest sexual fantasy I've done so far. Oh wow. See, this is why editing works. sexiest, dirtiest sexual fantasy I've ever done. Sexiest fantasy. I'm probably going to go with sexiest fantasy. Sexiest fantasy that I've ever done. And this is going to, I don't know if some people would say this would count or not. I'm going to say it counts because it was super, 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 super sexy. So I have some friends and I'm actually much better friends with the husband. I've known him for years and he got married and she is a gorgeous, lovely lady and I adore them both. And ever since I've been on the journey of Ruthie Wren, I've become more vocal about sex and sexual relationships and stuff. So I've really enjoyed that aspect of it. And I've become more open with family and friends about it. And they were going through a bit of a dry spell. They were having a lot of issues and different things. And it kind of extended into the bedroom. And when they finally were starting to get things back on par, though, the sex wasn't coming along. So anyways, I don't want to make a long, I don't want to turn this into like a big drabble. I feel like I'm not even halfway through the questions and this is taking forever. So anyways, I started giving him advice on different things that he could do or say, or I would ask him, you know, well, how did she react? What is this? What is that? Because I've known them long enough and I think I could, you know, get behind the idea of helping them and really filling them out enough sexually to know this or that. So anyways, long story short, I give him suggestions, I give him ideas and stuff, and I encourage them to explore things sexually and try new things. So they started trying new things and different stuff. And then one day, I didn't realize it was going to happen. It was like a normal Wednesday. And I actually got pulled into the new experiences category. They do not live where I live, so it wasn't in person. So that's why I said some people may not count it. But basically, she revealed that one of her sexiest fantasies was being watched. But at the same time, she's so conservative. She'd be like, oh, I can never, you know, do it in public or anything like that. So anyways, he wrote her a sexy letter and she was super, super turned on and everything like that. And then at some point he thought, oh, I'll extend and make her fantasies come through. I will make her being watched fantasies come through. And so he messaged me and he asked me that if I could help him do so by watching them via Skype, like a FaceTime Skype video thing. So basically, it was very sexy because it was so funny. She's a sweet girl. And I started the Skype call and we were all like, hey, like, I don't know, like it was just a friendly thing. And we were just like doing our normal selves. And then we had that awkward moment of realizing that why we came to the call. and so we tried to turn it into something playful. And I was like, hey, Margaret, obviously that's not her name. Hey, Margaret. That's a lovely sweater. You should take it off. You know, like just being playful and so flirty and dumb. And basically, it kind of came to where I gave them a little directive to get them out of their shelves. And then, man, it blew up like a wildfire. They have so much passion for each other. And it was, I don't know. It was just, they had mind-blowing sex. I watched it. And wow, it was just so hot. That's probably my sexiest fantasy thing that I've ever done, I guess, because I've always wanted to watch a couple do that in person. Well, not in person, but like watch somebody that I know do it, just because I love seeing the passion of people getting wrapped up in each other. And there was something so sexy about knowing that they'd been having so many problems and that they were experiencing such passion. I don't know. It was just fantastic. So sorry for those that wouldn't count it, but that is my, that's what I'm taking. Without looking it up, can you name all of the reindeer on Santa's sled? Okay, well, the only way I can do it is through the song. So, like, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. That's 8. And do you recall the most famous? So then Rudolph, if we're counting him, too. So, yeah, I think that's all of them. That's 9. So, I think that's right. Best present you've ever gotten for Christmas. Best present I've ever given. Best Christmas present I have ever gotten is 1 year. I was surprised with my younger brother showing up for Christmas. It was a surprise to me. They didn't put him in a box or anything like that. But basically, in the morning before, you know, we open presents, the adults make coffee, pots of coffee and, you know, and stuff like that. And they're sitting around talking, trying to shake off the grog from being up late, doing all the present stuff. And the kids are sitting there like
putting their presents into piles. And so I came into the house like I always do. And usually it's whoever's hosting and, you know, whoever else has shown up, and we all just kind of filter in. And I showed up and stuff, and I came in and I put my presents down and everything like that. And then I start to walk to the kitchen, and I hear one of my older brothers giggle. And I was like, I know that giggle. That giggle means that something's up, like I've missed something, that there's a joke going on that I don't know about. We love to prank each other. And I just look up and everything and stuff. And he just shakes his head, and I'm like, what? And he doesn't say anything and stuff. And then I'm like, I give the whatever, you know, like the little puff that you give your siblings, like, okay, whatever, you're dumb, you know? And I turn to go back to the, to make my way towards the fridge. And, I just happened to see, like, I happened to notice then that my younger brother was leaning up against the door frame of the hallway, just leaning there, drinking a cup of coffee. And he's taller than me, so he was probably about 15, 10 feet from me, probably, I don't know. And, I think, like, I did the whole, oh, you know, like just the morning, you know, and then like opened the fridge, and then I slammed the fridge shut, and I was just like, ah, and like I ran over to him. And yes, I did cry a little bit, because he has a very demanding job and he doesn't live in our city. And, sometimes he can't get back from the holidays, and he hadn't made it back for Thanksgiving, and he'd already told us he wouldn't for Christmas or New Year's. And I understand it. I get it. It's just that when your siblings are the people that you're going to know the longest in your life. You're usually relatively close in age. You all have the same experience growing up. So they're your cohorts. And, you know, so my brothers are my cohorts, and I always feel better when they're around, especially for holidays. So I just took him into a hug, and I was like, I didn't think he could make it. You know, like it was just totally like a girl moment. It was really great. So that's really awesome. Okay. Favorite Christmas song. How early is too early for Christmas music? And then we've got some options here. So the options say before Halloween, because you can't get enough, after Halloween, but before Thanksgiving. Because, yeah, there's Turkey Day, but you need presents. Who cares? Or Black Friday. Let's go see Santa and spend a lot of money. I prefer to not have Christmas music really playing for me, like me being proactive with it, until December 1st. I do not like Black Friday at all. So no, the reason is because I just don't like things getting rushed through. As I'm getting older, I realize time passes very, very quickly. So I don't like things being rushed through, and I don't, enjoy that. So I like Thanksgiving. I like the family time and all this stuff. And that weekend following is usually you're kind of still have like residual family members staying around. So you hang out some, you know, and so I don't like rushing through it to get into the Christmas spirit already. Also, most radio stations that are local, because I listen to the radio, once Thanksgiving, like the day after Thanksgiving happens, they almost 24/7 play Christmas music. And there's not enough quote unquote good Christmas music. Like a lot of it is like just remakes. I swear there's like only like really 7 Christmas songs, and we just keep remaking them. So, you know, just to hear them so much over and over and over, it's always like the same stuff. So yeah. So anyways, I prefer until December 1st. And even then, I can't listen to it 24/7. And I used to work in retail when I was younger. And oh my goodness, they would just play the same CD, you know, like the mix over and over and over again. And so, yeah, no, I used to be quite the little Grinch about Christmas music. My favorite Christmas song, though, has been and probably
has been and probably always will be, I always think of the song, Feels Like Christmas, I think is the title of the song. I don't know. I could tell you. But it's from the Muppets Christmas Carol. I'm sure there's, it might be other places, but, it just talks about wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. And I thought that feeling is totally relatable because it's true. That warm, fuzzy, just pure magical feeling. That's what love feels like. And I love it. And it does talk about the reasons that I love the season the most, the things that you give and take to each other and the moments you have, just loving one another during Christmas time. So I love that. My second one, very similar, would have to be Put a Little Love in Your Heart, from Scrooged. So very similar ideas and concept. We would all be better off. I'm actually going to stop this audio. That's halfway through the questions, and it's been 30 minutes, so I always cringe when I think about how long you've been listening to me. There will be a part two. I'll either put them in the same post or I will have them in separate posts, but there's a part two definitely coming out, so keep an eye for it. And thank you for listening to me. You guys are all darlings. And again, happy holidays. Stay warm if you're in places that are really, really cold, and, you know, cozy up.